Stable Cadaster, Imperial Prince. The Stable Cadaster was linked to the state's increasing need to raise tax revenues, which required taxpayers to be localized and the scope of their assets and amount of tax to be determined. This was thus the first survey to focus primarily on mapping property. Unlike previous surveys carried out back then, which were motivated mainly by military purposes, although those maps had also been used to inventory information about the population to enable military decisions to be taken. For this purpose, the maps were created on a large scale, which was very unusual at the time due to the amount of detail to be drawn on the maps. Besides statistical data, cadastral maps also played a crucial role in these operations. Stable cadaster means maps made for the purpose of inventorying property, land, revenues, and information about the population of the Austrian Empire. The stable cadaster maps were preceded by the maps of the Theresian cadaster, 1748, and Josef cadaster, 1785 to 1789, and the even older First Bohemian cadaster from 1654, which was used to levy taxes in Bohemia, and also the plot listings from Moravia, dating from 1669 to 1679. The stable cadaster maps were created during the first half of the 19th century in Bohemia in 1826 to 1830 and 1837 to 1843, in Moravia and Silesia in 1824 to 1830 and 1833 to 1836. These dates correspond to the time of the Second Military Survey, which was based on military triangulation. The basic unit was the cadastral municipality, for which a so-called imperial, mandatory, print was created, which was stored in the central archive of the Land Cadastre in Vienna. This survey used a geodetic basis, i.e. precisely trigonometrically measured reference points. The so-called cadastral documentation consisted of three parts. 1. The surveying documentation, the result of the geometric survey and displaying all plots of land. 2. The written documentation, a list of all land plots and their owners. And 3. The valuation documentation, showing land plots classified by type and value. The map scale was 1 to 2880, as it was based on the Austrian fathom measure. The topography was measured from the surveyor's desk, on which were the sighting device, a compass or graphometer, a spirit level, and a Gunther's chain for measuring lengths. The desk was used particularly for precisely measuring distances and angles between selected points. The maps were colored by hand.